Nick, once again, we are back for the Glory Days Grapple Concast, episode 6. And I have to say, Nick, we are literally at this stage. I believe we are 9 days away from something that you and I gave birth to last June in Lutz. It was around 2 o'clock in the morning, 2:30 a.m. And you and I, after a very long day of signings and a CWF Legends Fan Fest, you and I are on the outside patio and we're spitting out ideas and we're going through our brains, coming up with all these great ideas. And here we are some 9, 10 months later, and our baby is about to give birth in 9 days. Nick, how are you, Captain?
I'm doing great, Barry. And the baby is almost here. The conception process was quite long because the fact that we've been talking about this for years. And like you said, the concept was finalized during that Lutz weekend. And then everything kind of expanded and extended beyond that. And she's almost here. Glory Days, GrappleCon, our little bustling 9-pound, 1-ounce baby. We'll be here on April 20th at the Rosen Center. She's going to be making a lot of noise, but you'll want to make sure you get there early because, you know, visitation is limited. So head on over to Eventbrite to make sure you can get your visitation tickets to see Baby Glory Days on April 20th.
And don't forget to bring a gift for Baby Glory Days, you know, much like when a baby is born. Nick and I will accept gifts. But, Nick, you bring up a great point, something that I had kind of forgotten. We actually started talking about working together somewhere around 2018 or 2019. And as things turned out, the big C hit, COVID hit in 2020, and that kind of delayed all plans. But as Nick said, we are so excited. April the 20th at the Rosen Center on really world-famous International Drive in the Magic City of Orlando. You can get tickets if you have not gotten them. There are tickets still available. Head over to Eventbrite. Just type in Glory Days GrappleCon, or you can go to the Captain's Corner Facebook page, Glory Days GrappleCon Facebook page, or CWF Legends Facebook page. Of course, we've got some links in the Brothership, which is Breaking Kayfabe with Baldrin and Barry. You've got it at the Othership Podcast Facebook group, which are great friends of ours who we'll be talking to very shortly. But there's a lot of ways to get your tickets. We encourage you. You want to get your tickets. And if you're just joining us for the first time, you've been living under a rock, you're just finding out about this, why don't we talk about this show for a minute? We've got so many names on the show. First off, biggest show I've ever been involved with, a little intimidating, but I got to say super exciting because, you know, again, Nick and I, this is our baby. We were given birth on this one. You've got the One Man Gang, Stan Hansen, Ron Simmons, Serena Deeb, Kimberly Page, Missy Hyatt, Matt freaking Riddle, Larry Zbysko, Tony Gurria, Al Perez, Mad Maxine, Brian Adias, Bugsy McGraw, Ivelisse, Jack Victory, Mark Lawrence, Tokyo Monster Cahagas, Bobby Fulton, Mackenzie Mitchell, Matt Morgan, Devon Dudley, Downtown Bruno, Bushwhacker Luke. You can see I'm getting winded with all these names. And Nick, I'm not even done. I know we've got two more names that we're announcing right now.
Oh, are we? This is breaking news to me. No, we've been announcing names so consistently. You know, some of these names have actually been locked in for a while, but because announcements have been so in abundance, you know, some of them are coming out late. But two additions to the Glory Days GrappleCon lineup will be former ROH and NXT tag team champ Bobby Fish will be with us at the Rosen Center on April 20th. And then also a member of the Samoan dynasty, or the bloodline, shall we say, Lloyd Anoa'i, a.k.a. L.A. Smooth, will be with us as well on April 20th. You know, I think that brings us to over 30 guests, or right at 30 guests now. We, of course, got 7 people featured in what we're calling the super ticket, which people can make their purchases and get the autographs from our 7 designated guests in the VIP gold and silver section. But there's 24 vendor guests as well. So there's something for everyone with this lineup. Glory Days happening at the Rosen Center on April 20th.
You're right about Lloyd, too. And I believe, if I'm correct, Lloyd is currently working with the NWA. He's part of a tag team, a Samoan tag team in the NWA. So, you know, you've got some current stars that are working currently, as you know, as we talked about Serena Deeb, who I posted a promo that Serena put out earlier, I guess a couple of weeks back. And this was actually filmed backstage at AEW Collision. So you definitely want to go and check that out. But this is such a big lineup. And we're also, you know, in addition to all those names that I just mentioned, which literally was about 30 names, we've also got three special events taking place that day. And these are available with the VIP ticket, or you can also get to the Ron Simmons Q&A with a gold ticket. But I'll take the first one, Nick, and then I'll toss it over to you. Ron Simmons, an FSU, Florida State University legend, football legend, College Hall of Fame legend, College Football Hall of Fame legend, and Pro Wrestling Hall of Fame legend. So Ron Simmons will be in the house, and Ron will not only be signing autographs, taking photos, and kissing babies. Ron is going to be leading a one-hour Q&A discussing his career, early days of training with Hiro Matsuda, winning the world title in WCW, and then his foray into the WWF, where he was part of the Nation of Domination and then became part of a legendary tag team with JBL, the Acolytes Protection Agency, the APA. So Ron Simmons will be doing that for a full hour. And the best part, we've already had a chance to talk with Ron a little bit about this. Ron wants to talk about his football career, also played in the USFL, and he does want to discuss wrestling. So Ron is on board. We're hoping that we're going to see not just our wrestling fans there, but maybe some college football fans too. And then after that Q&A, at the end of our fan fest part with the autographs and signing, we're going to go into our second event. Nick, tell the people about that one.
Well, it's hard to say what I'm most pumped about, but yeah, I can tell you that the Heroes of the Sportatorium panel is up at the top of the list. I grew up a huge world-class championship wrestling fan. It was the first promotion I saw outside of the WWF and Jim Crockett Promotions, or, you know, the NWA / WCW at the time. And as I've gotten older, I've watched probably most of the syndicated shows. And on April 20th at Rosen Center and the Heroes of the Sportatorium panel, a lot of the people I grew up with, I know a lot of the people our listeners grew up with, are all going to be getting together for what honestly will be, I don't want to say once in a lifetime, but there's a good chance this is never replicated again. It's going to be hosted by Mark Lawrence, who was a part of World Class from the beginning till they actually ceased operations. And then a lot of the big names of the company, One Man Gang was in featured matches, Texas Stadium, Jack Victory, Missy Hyatt, featured matches, Texas Stadium, Brian Diaz, best friend of Kerry Von Erich, with the company pretty much from the start to finish. Al Perez, former world-class heavyweight champ. The list goes on and on. I'm forgetting one more because I'm so excited talking about world-class championship wrestling. Bobby Fulton, one half of the Fantastics, will be a part of that panel too. So we're going to talk about all things you'd imagine. You know, the Von Erichs, the Iron Claw movie, the Sportatorium, of course, Texas Stadium, the Cotton Bowl, Ribs, you know, Fabulous Freebirds, a lot of cool stuff. And Mark Lawrence is narrating it. So Mark's going to be asking questions. Mark has his own stories. And, you know, I really think that, you know, it's going to be something that if you can't be here on April 20th, I think that's going to be the one thing that you'd be like, damn, I really missed out on something. Because I know the Heroes of Sportatorium, whatever I'm doing, I'm going to be dropping for that 90-minute period right around 4:30 on April 20th.
You know, it's great, too. And once again, you can pick up your tickets by heading over to Eventbrite. Just punch in Glory Days GrappleCon, again, taking place on April the 20th in the magic city of Orlando on beautiful and world-famous International Drive. I got to tell you, as somebody that lived in Orlando and, you know, I think if you were to get a map of the state of Florida and you had some pins, I would be able to cover almost the entire state. I should say the panhandle, which is really Alabama. So that's a whole different situation right there. But I lived in Orlando. My daughter was born in Orlando when I worked for Universal Studios. I can tell you there the first Bahama breeze I'm sure everybody at this point knows about Bahama Breeze and has been to a Bahama Breeze. The first one opened up on International Drive while I lived there in 1996, and it's still there. So in my heart, I have to go back, of course, but Orlando is a very, very special city to me for so many reasons that it's an honor. Honestly, this is a true honor to be able to be a part of an event like this in the city. So again, we encourage you, head over to Eventbrite, Glory Days GrappleCon, pick up your tickets. The VIP ticket is by far the best value. You will get the most for your dollar, and it's only $199. You will spend way more if you don't get the VIP. So again, I encourage you to do it. You can also visit us on Facebook, Glory Days GrappleCon Facebook page, CWF Legends Facebook page, or the Captain's Corner Facebook page. Or you can also visit us with our friends, Breaking Kayfabe with Baldrin and Barry. I am Barry. Or the Other Ship. And speaking of guys from Breaking Kayfabe with Baldrin and Barry in the Other Ship, Nick, I think we have some guests with us.
Let's not keep them waiting.
You know, Nick, I am so excited. We have had some great guests on this podcast. Again, only our sixth episode, but, you know, Jack Victory, Mad Maxine, Brian Adias, Jamie Ward was with us. Who am I forgetting?
Eva Lee, Bobby Fulton. Eva Lee, yeah.
Bobby Fulton, Eva Lee. So we've had some great talent, but we have got three guys that are joining us. And I mentioned this a couple of times, you know, the brothership, the Other Ship. It's kind of interchangeable in a lot of ways, but I consider all three of these guys like brothers. They're like family. And I'm so happy that they're here. Let's give a big round of applause to our first guest, Tim Graff. Tim joining us right now, coming in. Tim, where are you currently? Is it Washington, D.C. area?
Yeah, Alexandria, Virginia, just across the Potomac River from Washington.
Awesome, man. Well, super happy that you're able to join us and that you're able to be here. My other buddy that's here right now, the Drew Master, the Claw Master, Drew Samuels, checking in from Indiana. Drew, how are you, sir?
I'm doing splendid. It is a pleasure to be here with you guys tonight.
Awesome, man. And looks like someone else has just joined us right now, coming in from New Jersey. You know, one of my favorite states. I lived right outside of New Jersey in Pennsylvania for 16 some odd years. But the great Steve Raffel is joining us right now. Steve, how are you, sir?
I'm doing great. Thanks so much for the invite. Looking very forward to this and doing wonderful. Thank you.
Awesome. Well, and look at this. The room is growing and growing right there. I see that Michael Herrick has now joined us. Michael, how you doing, pal?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. Next to Michael, looks like my old brother right there. He calls me his brother, and I love when he does that. It's Benji Sebastian.
Hey, hello.
How's it going, Benji?
Good.
Awesome. And rounding this out, this is a tough one right here because this is arguably the best dressed guy at any convention you will ever go to. We have two of them. We have Rodney Sobelson, and joining us right now, board certified plastic surgeon, Dr. Philip Kahn. Doctor, how are you, sir?
Hello. I am doing great. Happy to be here. Stoked as always.
Awesome, man. Well, I'm thrilled that you six guys were able to join us tonight. Means a lot to Nick and myself. And we kind of selected you guys and picked you guys because you all have experience in coming to shows that either I've put on, Nick has put on. However, Benji Fido, but I always call him Benji Sebastian. Benji is a guy that has been to shows that I've done and Nick has done. So Benji, I kind of wanted, I guess this first question I'm going to toss your way. Give me what you look for when you go to a fan fest specifically. What is it that you're kind of looking for? And Benji, I should say too, how many of my events were you at? Was it seven or eight?
Let's see. I want to say seven because I started with CWF. It was the belt one, number five. Ricky Steamboat was there.
Okay, so six maybe then. You were at six of our events.
Yeah.
And I know that I saw you at Nick's event that he did in Connecticut, which I think was 2021.
Yeah, just COVID was just ending.
It was. So again, I'll pose the question to you, Benji. What is it specifically that you like about our events?
being able to spend time with the talent at both. I'll take Nick's first, the wrestling classic, just being able to spend the few minutes with all the people. And the one person that sticks out, the gentleman that played the Iron Sheik on the Young Rock, I met at one of Nick's.
Brett Azar.
Thank you. Brett Azar. I must have talked with him for half an hour, and he was magnificent. You know, just being able to have that quality one-on-one moment with him was a lot of fun. And I look for those moments. I also look to see who's going to be there, you know, personality-wise, wrestler-wise. And, you know, just to be able to spend a few minutes with people. You know, at one of Nick's events, I met Dr. D. David Schultz, who scared me to death. You know, he was fantastic. Brian Solomon, I chatted with him for almost an hour. And the one Barry and I were at, Antonio and I spent, Barry was close to what, 45 minutes with Terry Runnels?
At least.
She didn't have to do that, but she did it. Fandango, how long did Fandango chat with us?
First off, I got to say, in hindsight, that's a guy that we should have discussed booking for this show, because he truly was. He was a guy, Nick, and I don't know if I ever even told you the full story, but
no, I didn't hear this.
He came over. This was at the show in Connecticut, and Fandango came over, and he sat with Benji, Antonio, and myself, I'll say for 45 minutes to an hour. And by the time it was over, we were all hugging and we had all exchanged phone numbers.
Oh, that's very cool to hear.
That's the power. He was one of the nicest guys. And when the show was over, he said, please do me a big favor. Please tell Steve Kern that I love him and I miss him. And I hope to see him again. And I relayed all this to Steve Kern. And Steve Kern's response to me was, he goes, Johnny's too good for professional wrestling. Which, if a wrestler tells you that, a guy 50 years in the business tells you that, you know, that's the kind of guy Fandango is, Dirty Dango. So just a wonderful guy. And Benji, you're right, that we had a great day that day.
Yeah, we had a lot of fun. And, you know, like I said, I look who's going to be there talent-wise. And when I went to your first one, I didn't know what to expect. It was uncharted waters. And that's where I met a man who I hold very near and dear to my heart. Everybody on this call knows I love this man. I admire him. He's just special, and that's Bob Roop. I sat in a room with two other gentlemen, Harold Strassler and, I always forget Scott's last name. But we sat in a room till midnight with Bob Roop, and Bob just put us under the learning tree and just shared. And Bob Roop made such an impact that he took the time just to be with us three who are, you know, he doesn't know us from Adam, and just took the time to be with us. And I'll never, ever forget that. I'll never be able to repay Bob for that moment. It was just spectacular for me. And another, can't forget Fonzie. So much fun is Bill Alfonso. And I've met Bill through Nick the first time, and then with, because Nick was in Albany, New York, and he had Bill Alfonso and Missy Hyatt, who's going to be at Glory Days GrappleCon. And just Bill Alfonso is magnificent. I can't speak highly enough of Bill. So, I look to see who the talent is. That's what I got to do. And both events are different. Barry's event was very small, very intimate, where you had the opportunity to sit and chat. Wrestling Classic, little bit bigger, but you still had the moment to sit with these guys and chat with them. From Tony, when I met Sergeant Slaughter and Jeff Jarrett and the Mountie, Jacques Rougeau, just to name a few, and just a good time. You're not going to be disappointed at this either, because you'll have the time to chat with whoever. Devon Dudley, One Man Gang, Mad Maxine, Jack Victory, Missy Hyatt, whoever you want. You'll have that opportunity. And that's what sells it for me, is the opportunity to have one-on-one time with these great athletes.
Benji, I love hearing that too. And that is a point that I try to stress in every conversation I have, is that this is not going to be a fan fest where you're going to be, you know, just like cattle, you're going to be shuttled through a line. You're going to pay, you know, whatever your fee is, and then you're going to have a 15-second meet and greet, and then you're shuttled out of line. That does not occur here. We want you to be able to have, and I always use the word compelling, but we want you to be able to have a compelling conversation with whoever you want to. With that, yes, you know, you may have to pick and choose your moments, but at the same time, the fan fest itself, which is the autographs and photo part of it and all that, is a 4-hour event. So I can guarantee you're going to be able to find your spots where you can have these conversations. Nick, would you agree with that?
Oh, absolutely. And Benji, good seeing you. Looking forward to seeing you the weekend of April 20th. I know you're coming down with the family. Now, yes. You just talked about some great experiences in Lutz, you know, with the Wrestling Classic in New England. And you mentioned a bunch of names that are going to be there with us at the Rosen Center. Who's a couple that you're maybe most excited to meet for the first time? And maybe one person that, you know, you're just excited to see again at Glory Days?
Goodness. I'm really excited for the Gang. That's childhood memories there of being scared to death of him when you first saw him. When I first saw him in UWF. And to see again, oh, goodness, that's tough. That's tough. Larry Zbyszko. I like Larry. Larry was really cool. He signed the inside of a book for me, and he didn't even know he was in the book. Larry's going to be a lot of fun. Oh, and Ron Simmons again, because I met Ron with Nick at I think it was Wrestling Classic 2.
Yep.
In Connecticut.
It was.
And I got a picture of Ron with Flat Antonio, and this time I'll get one with the real Antonio. So.
And Benji, my last question for you before we move on to our other guests that have joined us tonight, your daughter will be there as well?
Yes, my daughter Mackenzie will be there. Just turned 21.
Wow. Very excited because my 23-year-old son will be there. And I've already been telling him how beautiful your daughter is. So.
Thank you.
Yes.
Oh, so and I would be remiss if I didn't turn the camera for a sec.
There he is.
Antonio.
Antonio. Hi, Antonio. Well, and we should say, too, if you haven't bought a ticket, this will absolutely make you run to your computer right now and buy a ticket. Antonio Fido will be in the house at Glory Days GrappleCon April the 20th at the Rosen Center. So go get your tickets. But, Benji, thank you so much for your time today. I hope you stick
welcome,
around.
Guys. Yep,
yes.
I will.
I'm going to ask Tim Graff some questions next. So Tim is a guy that only really made his debut at my last event, CWF Legends Fan Fest. Tim, was that your first ever wrestling fan con?
That was not only my first ever wrestling fan con, that was my first fan con of any kind. So it was a real step into the unknown for me, and I got to tell you.
It did seem like you really wrapped your arms around it and gave it the biggest bear hug, though, because every time I looked over at you, there was a smile that was about a mile wide, like you were having the time of your life.
Yeah, I was having a time of my life, and I had to thank my buddy who went. I was a little nervous about going on my own, and so I sort of twisted my buddy's arm. And no, he was a wrestling fan, but he was a lower quartile wrestling fan. We're all top 10% wrestling fans, and so it was a little bit different for him. But he loved it too. He was enjoying every moment. He was sitting out there till 1 o'clock in the morning with John Nord crank calling Jake the Snake Roberts with the rest of us.
Oh, that's great too. So with that, and I know I was going to ask you what your highlight was, but I already know the answer on what the highlight was, but maybe hearing it in your own words is best.
Which highlight are you referring to exactly?
Is that everything that you have shared with me privately about the group of people? So, yes.
Yeah, so it's interesting. I went in there a stranger, and I left there with, I don't think I'm exaggerating to say, 15, 20 new friends. And it's a crazy thing, but it's this real bonding experience. And I think it builds with the ethic of what you and Jeff created with the brothership and just this spirit of openness. And what I've come to learn is that I like people who liked pro wrestling when they were teenagers. And those are people who followed a trajectory of interest similar to mine over the years. And they're just great people to hang out with. You know, it's a funny thing. I was sort of wrapping my arms around what this what this GrappleCon is all about. And it might sound dramatic to say it's a life-changing event, but my life changed from that participating in that event. I have new friends. I connect with different people. I interact differently on the internet than I did previously. And it was just a really positive, rewarding experience. And I'll tell you a funny story. I, believe it or not, don't lead with stories about being a wrestling fan at work, but from time to time it will come up. And we were having this one icebreaker event, and there was a question that was thrown out there, and it was like, what is one splurge item that you don't regret spending on? And I thought about it for a while, and I said, at CWF FanFest, I do not regret a bit of the money that I spent. It was just a really rewarding experience. And the ROI from the weekend that I spent there, I think I'm going to be collecting on for the rest of my life.
That's awesome to hear, Tim. And it's our first time talking. I've been reading a lot of your posts. You know, I when you helped organize that call the other day, just all the honesty and how well written it was, you know, that I really enjoyed reading that. Was there one particular moment during that first Lutz experience where you kind of realized you know, for lack of a better term, you were home or you were around like-minded people? Was there one particular moment where you're like, oh, this is going to be fun?
Yeah, well, I'll start with a funny story. When I got there, I was sort of trying to go a little incognito at the beginning. So I just sort of traversed the lobby a couple of times without introducing myself and sort of took in the lay of the land. Then I got on the phone with my wife real quick. And I said, you know, Karen, I spent entirely too much time worrying about what I was going to wear to the GrappleCon. but in terms of when that I knew that I was there, I would say that it was that after hours event. And Dr. Khan walking around this after hours event in his blazer and his wingtip shoes and carrying a $500 bottle of Michael Jordan's Extra Añejo limited edition Reserva tequila and just offering drinks to whoever wanted one. And I was like, this is a great group of people. And that is what transitioned into, and I don't know who knows who did it, but somebody bought pizzas late night and John Nord was out in the hallway eating pizza and telling stories until had to be 1 o'clock in the morning. And, you know, you could barely make yourself go to sleep, but you knew that you had to have energy again for the next day.
Oh, man, that's amazing, too. And I got to say, too, both Nick and I love John Nord. He's got a little health situation he's taking care of, but we are stoked to be able to work with John again. We just need him to get better quick. So we will send him all of your love as well, Tim, as we send him our love. Don't want to keep this guy waiting. Big Michael Herrick checking in from Indiana. So, Mike, you and I have known each other, I guess, since 2017 at this point. Which CWF Legends Fan Fest was your first one?
The first one I attended was November of 2019, headlined by J.J. Dillon and Barry Windham.
Gotcha. So what? Give me your kind of overall. Had you been to a wrestling fan con previous?
Much like Tim, I hadn't been to any kind of fan convention of any sort prior to that.
So asking you if you had a great time would seem like a stupid question, considering that you've been to many of our events, you know, post that first one. But what was it that really hammered everything for you and hit it home for you?
I think the thing that really sets everything apart and is special is these discussions you have, like the Ron Simmons Q&A, the panel discussion for World Class Championship Wrestling coming up at GrappleCon, you know, the shot of Jack with Jack Victory. Those things are completely different than what you get, it seems, at other conventions like that. And it's not only just getting to listen and hear these amazing stories that the talent tells, but that, you know, it's interactive. You get to ask some questions. And I remember the Jerry Jarrett cup of coffee at one of the events you did in Lutz. And somebody asked him a question about a neighbor of his that was in the music business or something. And just, you know, completely off the beaten path and not what you would expect. But you get to hear other stories and things about these people just in their wrestling career. You get to hear about them as people. And it just brings home the fact that while they were larger than life stars, you know, for a long time, they're still just people with, you know, interesting backstories outside of that profession.
Yeah, too. So if I was to ask you, what was your favorite segment of all time at CWF Legends Fan Fest, what would that be?
I would probably say the Jerry Jarrett cup of coffee, although the Ray Lloyd Glacier after party was fantastic also.
Yeah, Ray is a tremendous guy. Another guy that is both extremely good friends with Nick and myself. So excited. We'll be working with Ray again soon. Nick, I know that you're raising your hand on our text. You've got a question for Michael.
Well, Michael, I want to thank you for doing a great job of bringing up all three of the featured events surrounding the meet and greet at Glory Days, the checks in the mail. But I think I said earlier, I don't know if we were on air, the one I'm looking most forward to, but maybe one that I'm thinking about the most, is there of those three events that we have scheduled on April 20th, is there one that maybe you might be a little more excited than the rest?
Well, I was a very big WCW fan, so getting to hear Ron Simmons talk about his career, you know, the time with Doom, going on to be world champion. And, you know, I also, of course, watched the Attitude Era, so seeing him in the Nation of Domination and then the APA. But, you know, hearing about his football career and, you know, a defensive player finishing second in the Heisman voting is literally unheard of. So hearing about his career there, I think, is going to be a lot of fun and very interesting.
Good answer. Well, and I'll tell you what, we need to make sure that we now have Michael in the front row when this Q&A takes place, based off of how much he knows about Ron's career. Product placement. So, Michael, thank you so much. That's fantastic.
Thank you.
Don't want to keep anybody else waiting. Drew Samuels checking in. Same state as Michael Herrick, if I'm correct. Drew Samuels checking in. And Drew has been to – Drew, have you been to two of the CWF Legends Fan Fest? Three.
This is number three coming up.
Gotcha. So you were two there, and then you're coming over to this one. Have you ever been to a wrestling con prior to the CWF Legends Fan Fest?
No. I've just been to a lot of bad neighborhoods to buy stuff and to some rock concerts. But that's about
it. Gotcha. Gotcha. So, look, I know that if I ask you your highlight, you're going to give me the response of hanging out with the brothers, which, and again, I think that's such a great point of stressing that this is a judgment-free zone in a lot of ways. Look, we're all the same. And I say this on every episode that Nick and I have done. Nick and I are wrestling fans. We're not these big-time promoters trying to, it's not. We're wrestling fans. We do this shit. It's self-serving. We do it because we like it. We do it, but I also do it. And I got to say, when the last CWF Legends Fan Fest wrapped up, I was heartbroken in a lot of ways. And it was because, again, it was like a child. And I just knew that concept couldn't continue the way that it was. But being able to get the group of people, and whether it's 25 or 100, because we've had varying numbers, It means everything in the world to me. And being able to hang out, shoot the shit, have a cocktail, whatever we're doing, just being able to hang out and discuss how, you know, what we did all day, whether it was the Ron Simmons Q&A, or maybe we're talking about food, which is a subject I think all very much near and dear to our hearts. That's such a huge thing. But from the wrestling aspect, Drew, what are you looking forward to at this next event?
Stan Hansen, for sure. I'm a huge All Japan fan, and I'm a big fan of Stan and Brody together, and I'm an even bigger fan of Stan on his own, just in general, and I have 4,000 questions to ask him, but I'm really looking forward to seeing Stan and meeting Stan. Looking forward to meeting Ron Simmons. Doom is my favorite tag team of all time.
Wow.
And he's just an awesome guy, I'm sure, and I'm really excited to meet him. The World Class panel. I'm a big World Class fan also, and I'm probably one of the seven people that actually liked the Iron Claw movie. So I don't know, man. People are so mad, but I don't know. It was just a movie.
People are just mad in general, Drew, I think. Yeah. We can say, but the reality
meeting all the guys. I mean, that's a huge draw. I didn't even buy a ticket to the event last year. I just wanted to be with my friends. It's the one time a year I get to see, you know, Phil and Benji and Steve. And that was awesome last year. That was my favorite thing. I didn't get to meet any wrestlers, but I got to meet the three amigos. I met Sauce Gardner, the MVP. I met Tim Graff and I met Steve Rafel. And it was, they've become three of some of the coolest dudes I've ever met. And I talk to these guys pretty much every day on the internet somehow, some form, some way. I mean, I've seen Steve's daughter's band play in Lafayette. I try to follow them around a little bit here and there. And it's truly a brotherhood of a family. It's more than just meeting the wrestlers to me. And once people get there, they see that. But the whole event as a whole, there's no more bang for your buck than getting the VIP ticket. I think I read there was like 20 or 50 left. People, go get your tickets on eventbrite.com. Get you a ticket to this thing. You will not be disappointed. It's the most bang for your buck out there.
Now, Drew, you talked about all the experiences and the great people you met in Lutz, that be continuing over in Orlando now. The real question is, when the shot of Jack with Victor ends, where are we going and what are we all drinking?
I'm actually kind of a non-drinker, but I will drink some ciders.
Ciders are good.
Yeah, I usually look for things made out of Rice Krispies.
Apparently, Drew, okay. I have checked. They will be in the house.
Yeah. I'm going to put down a baker's dozen, and we're going to see how the party goes.
There you go. And just to piggyback on that, there are two bars in the hotel. We do not have to walk and go anywhere. We can. But at the same time, there is an outside pool bar. I believe the pool bar is open until 10 o'clock. However, if we are patronizing the pool bar, they will stay open as late as we want. It is directly next to the pool. So for those that may want to go night swimming, I believe the pool is open up until midnight. So oh, wow. I think you can pretty much be certain that I'll be in the pool Saturday night and hopefully having a cocktail or two. The indoor bar is a beautiful bar. There's enough seating in there, I'll say, for 100 people. So this is not some little rinky-dink hotel bar trying to get by. This is a legit full-service bar. You can also order food from the restaurants, which is great. So I'm super, super stoked about that. Drew, and I look forward to meeting you and seeing you again and giving you a big hug, brother.
Absolutely, man. Thanks for having me on.
Absolutely. My pleasure. Moving on down the line. Don't want to keep him waiting any longer. It is the board-certified doctor making his way all the way from the beautiful state of North Carolina, Dr. Philip Kahn. Phil, how are you, sir?
I am doing fabulously well. Always an honor to be here with you guys.
Well, and you're always doing fabulously well as well. I think we can safely say, and I have told the story of my first introduction to the doctor. I will not tell it again. But I'm sure I'll be telling it in person on April the 20th in Orlando at Glory Days GrappleCon. But Phil, you made an impression, and I want to say you came around the fifth or sixth CWF Legends Fan Fest we were doing.
Yeah, it was the Rock and Roll Express one.
So it was the big one right after COVID, our first event after COVID. Yeah, and I got to say that was also our biggest event that we ever did. It was arguably our craziest event. There was some really fun, crazy antics taking place. But give me one of your finest memories from that show.
That show had to be the ability when we were doing the dinners, doing the interview, when the whole conference room was packed, the only two seats left were at the seat with Ricky and Robert after they had done their business at the front of the stage. And for me, growing up, I mean, those were my heroes, and getting to sit at their table and feed them beers the whole time and having beers before walking in there with them was a dream come true.
Now, doctor, I got a question for you. That's a great story about the Rock and Roll Express. And I'm a fan of extra smooth tequila myself, so we may have to tip with you back April 20th. But who are you looking forward most to seeing there? You know, as an old school fan, is there any one or two names that when you look at the lineup or if you've seen the announcement that you're, I can't wait to meet so-and-so.
So for me, Stan Hansen was just, that one flew off the charts for me. The one man gang really made it really, really big for me. And crazily enough, just because I always have my little gimmick, so to speak, of saying my world's favorite board certified plastic surgeon in the autograph personalization, Missy Hyatt.
Well, that's great. And Doc, I believe you have at previous shows, you had brought either cheer wine or you know what you brought? I take it back. You brought the Bojangles mix of lemonade, iced tea, and alcohol.
Yes.
Do they still offer that?
Yes, they do. And with any request, as you know, I am driving. So that in the Cheerwine Ale, along with the Añejo Tequila, can't be coming with me at anyone's request.
Well, can we go back to this Bojangles mix? I've never heard of this.
Nick, this was at a different level. So it is essentially, it's the Arnold Palmer, which is the iced tea and lemonade. Then they added some sort of liquor to it. I don't know what it was.
Yeah.
But I got to say, Doc broke these out. He popped open one for me. And I think, 90 seconds later, it was gone. And within 2 minutes, I'm kind of just staring at the ceiling. So, yes, I'm super excited that this will be making an appearance again. And as always, we appreciate your presence, Doc.
Absolutely. It's just such a fun time. And we need to get these VIP tickets sold out, guys. I mean, I'm over the moon with just talking about the access that we have and just the friends you make. I mean, the coolest part of the whole thing is really, like you said, and like people have reflected, that downtime in between the events where you're just kind of sitting in the foyer area talking about things and meeting different people. And I mean, it's incredible. It's incredible. And you make really, it's like, you feel like you were separated at birth. You know, a lot of these folks, I feel somehow that Michael Herrick and I were somehow brothers in a different sort of atmosphere in a different time period. But, and we keep up with each other all the time, everybody. It's just incredible.
Yeah, it is. It is true, too. And it's, I got to say, I go back to the events and meeting everybody, and a lot of people I met for the first time at these events. I had never met anybody, these people previously. And, on a daily basis, I'm interacting with give or take a dozen people that I've met from events like this in some form. So it is, Tim said it at the very beginning, when he was speaking. This is in some ways a life-changing event, because I know that with, the six guys that I'm looking at right now that are visiting with us right now, their lives have changed in the sense in that they communicate with each other and others on a daily basis. So I can't stress enough, if you do come to the event, and again, you want to get your tickets at eventbrite.com. You can also go to Breaking Kayfabe with Baldrin and Barry. Facebook page. You can go to the Other Ship group, the Facebook page, Glory Days GrappleCon or CWF Legends Fan Fest to pick up your tickets. But don't just run in, get your autographs and take a photo, strike up a conversation. I mean, I can tell you people would come over to me and go, "You're Barry, you're the bald guy." First off, "You're the bald guy, you're Barry, right?" And I'm like, "Yeah, I am." And the next thing you know, we're talking for 15 or 20 minutes and then we're exchanging phone numbers and then we're keeping in touch. And look, I say it all the time. I say it on any time I get a chance to speak. We're all the same. So I encourage you not only to come to the event, but bond with the other fans that are there.
Hey, hey, guys, you're invited to join us April 20th, Orlando, Florida, at the fabulous Rosen Center Hotel for Barry Rose and Captain Nick Massey's Glory Days GrappleCon. Tickets available right now at eventbrite.com. It's a full day of events, meet and greet with dozens of your favorite wrestling superstars, both past and present. It all kicks off 10:30 in the morning. Ron Simmons, a special one-hour Q&A session.
Damn!
Then from there, meet and greet all of the great superstars in attendance. Get your pictures, get your autographs, and spend some time. Have some conversations. Make a memory. Before we head off to the Legends of World Class reunion panel, hosted by former announcer Mark Lawrence. Just some of the names on the panel include Brian Adias, Al Perez, the one-man gang Missy Hyatt, and Jack Victory. They're going to go back in time and discuss their time in the World Class territory. Then from there, late in the evening, it's a shot of Jack with Jack Victory. So come on in, stop by, have a good time, have some drinks, and most assuredly have quite a few laughs as well. Again, mark your calendars, April 20th, Orlando, Florida, the Rosen Center Hotel. It's the Glory Days Grapple Con. Get your tickets today over at eventbrite.com.
Our last guest joining us today, and I'm sorry to keep you waiting, Steve, but Steve, you're on mute. Perfect. But joining us all the way from New Jersey, the home of maybe the greatest breakfast sandwich in the entire nation because it comes with pork roll, and yes. I am a huge fan. Jamie Ward would fight me and say that Scrapple is better, and that's how I feel too, Steve, the face you just made. So not a Scrapple guy, but boy, do I love me some pork roll.
Oh, yeah.
Steven joining us from New Jersey.
Thank you, Steve. This was
the last event we ran was your first ever Wrestling Fan Fest and FanCon. And I know it had a huge, had a huge impression on you because you not only told us at the show how impactful this was for you, but at the same time, you and I had a conversation maybe a week or two ago, and you were still telling me how impactful it was.
Absolutely.
So share that with everybody.
Yeah, well, it took me a while to want to go to, I wanted to go to the first one, but I'm not a very outgoing person. I didn't know anybody. I really kind of got to know Barry and Jeff through the show. I felt what made me go is I kind of felt like I knew them just from listening to them nonstop for months, back episodes and everything. And then when I found out Ken Patera was going to be there, that put me over the edge. I saw Ken Patera, break Billy White Wolf's neck back in 77, I think it was, something like that. So that was what put me over the fence. And when my plane was delayed probably six times, got there at like 11 o'clock. I pulled up in the Uber. I'm like, I didn't even know what I was going to do. And I pulled up. I remember Jamie Ward walking up to me, shook my hand, took me around and introduced me to everybody. And I immediately felt like I was home. I look forward to seeing the stars. Baron Von Raschke took the place of Ken Patera, I believe. And, he's someone I saw when I was growing up, too. I didn't see him in the AWA or the NWA because I was from New Jersey, but I saw him in the WWWF, fighting Bruno and people like that. But as people said, that the in-between, people walking up to me and introducing themselves, I felt like I knew these within a couple hours. I felt like I knew these people all my life. People like Michael, who I unfortunately, and Benji, who I met literally on my way out the door to catch the plane. I can't wait to see them again. But I would urge anybody who's on the fence who has not done this before, it is definitely a life changer, as everybody has mentioned here. I didn't even know there was like a back thing with old pro wrestling and stuff like that. I had no idea until I fell upon the podcast, the Breaking Kayfabe podcast. And such nice people. In my real life, professional and personal life, I don't know. You guys are the most like me. I have best friends in my life and stuff who I love. And, but you guys are different. Like, I feel like I am like you guys. And the whole thing was a highlight for me. I really look forward to meeting Antonio. I did not have the great opportunity, unfortunately, of meeting him last time. I heard he was there. This time, I would love to meet him. What I'm looking forward to the most is Tony Garea and Larry Zbyszko. I saw them beat the Lumberjacks in 78 on TV, and they were my favorite tag team. And for them to just fall together in the last couple of weeks like that just blew my mind. Just everything. I look forward to seeing all of you and spending more time with you. I don't know what else to say.
That's great.
It was amazing. And the plane ride home, after knowing that may have been the last one, and I had just stumbled upon this, I would have went to every single one of them if I was around, if I could have. And I probably would have made most of them. But it was the saddest plane ride on the way home. And I just could not fathom it ending. I remember texting Barry. I remember texting some of the other guys who I had their cell number at that point. I'm like, this really, you guys are in like the background of this. This isn't really the last one, right? I couldn't believe it. Again, life changer. You guys have all changed my life. And, you guys are more in my life from afar than people who I see all the time. So thank you for that.
Yeah. And Steve, with that as well, too, that really was the last one.
Yes.
However, we have kind of shifted into bigger and better things.
with Glory Days GrappleCon and a bigger budget. We're bringing in vendors, but with that, we're able to bring in people like Stan Hansen and Gurion Zabisco, et cetera. But you mentioned something, and I think I'll share this from a personal aspect as well. So there is a postpartum depression that occurs the day after the event. Now, I can't speak. Obviously, you just said it. Tim shaking his head. Drew, Mike, Ben. Okay, so everybody's shaking their heads, but I never really discussed this with anybody before, but the first few events that we did the day after, it was I truly understood postpartum depression. And the fact that this was, you know, your heart and soul goes into these events. You have arguably the best time you've ever had in your life. And then you go to bed and wake up and it's over. And I got to tell you, that is something that I've been in tears before. Because that's how, you know, it's like now when I drive by the hotel in Lutz and I see all the empty chairs, and I'm in the area three times a week, I'll see all the empty chairs. And I got to say, it's like a slap across the face. But most importantly, we are so excited to be making new memories and all these new memories occurring. Nick, you want to join me? When are these new memories occurring?
Well, they're happening April 20th at the Rosen Center. As Barry and I team up for the first time, we're going to launch Glory Days. And, you know, we've talked about, you know, future concepts and, you know, a bunch of great ideas, but it all starts with the first one. So everyone in this chat, looking forward to either talking to you again or, you know, meeting you for the first time on April 20th. As for what you said, Steve, I ordered the photos today. So I had some great shots of Gurion and Zabisco printed out that'll be available. Really cool shots of when they teamed together, one of them with the WWF World Tag Team Championship. But Steve, my question is for you. As a reminder, everyone head over to Eventbrite, less than 20 VIP tickets left. But my question for you, Steve, is you just said how you went to the last one. That was your first fan fest and you couldn't believe it was ending. What's something you may want to say to someone that's tuning in right now and hasn't, you know, taken that chance, hasn't made that leap to go to, you know, a convention and maybe met their heroes and met fellow like-minded individuals as well?
I would say that if you're on the I was on the fence for months. I was not going to go. I'd been to one convention in my life, and I think it was the late 90s in New York in a hotel, and I really liked it. But, you know, I was not going to go. I was on the fence, and I just made the decision to go. And I am also someone who has never traveled alone. I'm always with somebody. That's the first time I traveled alone. So don't let that bother you either. Once you get there, you will be welcomed by everybody. You could literally walk up to any crowd and they will welcome you with open arms and shake your hand, give you their name and ask you what you like to do and what your favorite part of wrestling was. And then there's, you know, the meet and greets and the vendors, you know, pretty much anything you want. If you're a collector, you'll find it there or you'll have a connection of someone can get it, I'm sure. Meeting, you know, Barry and Jeff, the podcasters who we all listen to and the other shippers who we all listen to, seeing them in person and really knowing that they are really like this. They're in real life. They are nice people and they'll accept you in and guaranteed an incredible time. That's what I would say. And if you are on the table and you are friends with me on Facebook and you want to reach out to me on the side and ask me anything about this, I'll be honest about it. And I'll tell you, and it's going to be all positive because that's all this is. One of the greatest experiences of my life. Don't stay on the fence. Just make the decision. You will definitely not regret it. 100%. You will not regret it.
I got to say, Steve, those are beautiful words. We truly appreciate it. And I think an important thing, too, is, you know, the support of all six of our guests today, Nick, is something that we don't take lightly. And as we start to look at future events, we're going to want the input of you guys. That is a big thing. We don't want to put on a show for us. We want to put on a show for the people that are buying tickets and supporting us. So we're going to have little index cards at the check-in table in at Glory Days GrappleCon in Orlando, taking place on April the 20th at the Rosen Center on beautiful International Drive in the lovely magic city of Orlando. I'll never get tired of saying that, by the way. And it's so much easier to say than what I used to have to say in Lutz, but we will have these cards on the table. And if you guys have a request, you know, if it's somebody and we can make it happen, we absolutely will. Nick and I have started to discuss the next event, but we also are pulling back so as we don't get too far ahead, like give this baby a chance to walk. And then when it starts to run, but you know, the truth is, as Steve, as you just said, you know, meeting Gurria and Zbyszko is huge to you. And, you know, and everybody else saying, you know, whether it's Stan Hansen or Ron Simmons, which are the names that we certainly heard a lot, if there's somebody else and we can make it happen, we will do that because you're the guys that keep us afloat. You are the guys supporting the show and you guys have always been there for us. Granted, we will always be there for you now. So with that, Nick, why don't I think it's we've taken up enough of these guys' times. Let me thank everybody joining us today. Big Michael Herrick, Drew Samuels, Tim Graff, Benji Sebastian Fido, the Dr. Philip Kahn, and Stephen Raphael. Nick, any final words before we wrap up our last Glory Days Grapple Concast? And honestly, with a name like Grapple Concast, I feel like we should keep going, keep producing new episodes. But this is the last episode until our next show. Nick, final words and tell everybody where they can get tickets.
Well, I kind of look at this. This would be episode 6, end of season 1. You know, when season 2, when season 2 will begin, I guess we'll have to see. But April 20th at the Rosen Center, head on over to Eventbrite. We've got everything from your general admission packages, which gets you into the door, and an autograph of either Missy Hyatt or Jack Victory, all the way up to the VIP, which gets you 2 autographs and a photo from our 7 designated guests, and then access to all 3 of the featured events throughout the day. But, you know, it was great talking to you guys tonight. Like, I realized a long time ago, I told Barry this twice. I myself went to 2 shows in Lutz. I was at the last show last June, and then I was also at June 2019's show with Ricky Steamboat. And I told Barry that if we were able to take what was in that ballroom in Lutz and bring it somewhere else, you know, that's where the magic is. And hearing you guys talk, and you'll be a part of episode 6 of the Glory Days Grapple Concast, you know, made me realize that, you know, that is true. And we're all going to make a lot of memories April 19th, 20th, 21st, you know, at the Rosen Center. What a hotel, too. But it all starts with you guys. And so I want to thank you for the support. And, you know, I know Barry's already previously, but, you know, at any point, we'll be running around all weekend. But, you know, we'll be seeing each other a lot, too. So I'm looking forward to talking to each of you guys in person, having a drink with whoever may drink. And then like Barry said, you know, feedback on everything is always welcome because you guys kind of give us the drive and, you know, in some ways the direction on where to go. But like I said, it all starts April 20th. To those who haven't pre-ordered their tickets, head on over to Eventbrite. We've got everything from your admission ticket all the way up to the VIP and a little over a week now until Glory Days launches on April 20th.
And I could be no more excited. Sleep is now gone, which started last night. So I hope to sleep again at some point, maybe in the month of May. But as we wrap up the season finale of season 1 of Glory Days GrappleCon, one last reminder, there will be tickets available at the door if we still have tickets. We do have a cutoff limit, and we do that primarily so that we don't overcrowd the place, so that everything we've just said about having these compelling conversations can occur. So if, you know, it's 200 and that's it. So once those 200 are gone, it's over. If 100 people show up that day, we can only sell tickets that are available. So I do encourage you, buy your tickets ahead of time. It'll make your life easier. It'll make the check-in process easier. And with that, we want to thank you so much for not only participating and joining us for these 6 episodes of the Glory Days Grapple Concast, but also supporting this event coming up on April the 20th. Sincerely, from my heart, I love each and every one of you for doing that. So with that, for my partner, the captain, you know him as the captain, Nick Massey, I'm Barry Rose, our producer extraordinaire, Ray Russell, who will also be joining us in Orlando in just 9 days. He's going to be there. This is Barry Rose saying, hope to see you on April the 20th. Good night, everybody.
Cheers to the working man.